Hey cutie, hope you're having a great day so far. Today we're doing something a little different. We're doing the apology language quiz, which is similar to like the love language quiz, only this time we'll be learning what our apology language is, which is kind of like the ways we say sorry, and also the way we want to hear like sorry. So let's just jump right into it. There should be a link down in the doobly-doo where you can join along if you want to take this quiz with me. All right, let's get started. The first question is, it's more meaningful to me when I hear someone say, I deeply regret having embarrassed you like I did. Or, our friendship is really important to me. Will you please forgive me? I don't know, it's a hard one. I think between the two, our friendship is really important to me. Will you please forgive me? I think sounds better. It's like the one I'd want to hear. So that's what I'm really looking for. So there'll be two phrases, and which one would you prefer to hear in an apology is kind of what the quiz is. So the first one is, I deeply regret having embarrassed you like I did, or our friendship is really important to me. Will you please forgive me? I think the second one, I think our friendship is really important to me. Will you please forgive me is the one. Okay. I admit it. I made a big mistake. Or, I want to grow from this experience. Would you be willing to help me figure out the steps to handle the situation better? I feel like if you just said, okay, I made a big mistake, that's probably all I need to hear. To forgive you. Yeah. Let's see the next one. What can I say or do to make things right between you and me? Or, I had a bad attitude that I showed. Wait, whoops. I had a bad attitude and it showed. I should have thought more about what I was doing. I think I had a bad attitude and it showed. I should have thought more about what I was doing. I don't want to do this again. So I'll come up with ways to avoid mistakes like this in the future. Or, I apologize for my actions. You obviously don't have to forgive me, but I hope you will. Probably the first one. Yeah. I don't want to do this again. So I'll come up with ways to avoid mistakes like this in the future. Yeah. I think that's, yeah, between the two, for sure. Next one is, could you possibly forgive me? Or, what can I do to mend our relationship? Probably, what can I do to mend our relationship between the two? Yeah. So, it's between, I totally messed up. I can make excuses, but really, I have no good excuses for my action. Or, you have every right to hold this against me. But would you please consider forgiving me? Probably the first one. Yeah. I totally messed up. I can make excuses, but really, I have no good excuses for my action. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see the next one. I'd like to make things better between us. What can I do to make things right? Or, you don't have to answer me immediately, but will you consider forgiving me for making this mistake? Probably the first one. I'd like to make things better between us. What can I do to make this right? Yeah, I think that's the one. The next one is, I want to ask you to forgive me, or it deeply pains me to see you hurting like this. Probably the first one. Yeah, I want to ask you to forgive me. Yeah, probably that one. All right, let's see. The next one is, I've really messed up this time. We missed the deadline because of me. Or, can you back up and let me try this again? I really want to mend the damage I've caused. Whoops, I totally misread that one. Let me read that one again. can you back up and let me try to fix this? I really want to mend the damage I've caused. Or, I've really messed up this time. We missed the deadline because of me. That's hard. Can we back up and let me try to fix this? I really want to mend the damage I've caused. That one, I think, I really messed up this time. We missed the deadline because of me. I don't know. I think the second one, I think, can we back up and let me try to fix this is the one. Yeah. Can we back up and let me try to fix this? I really want to mend the damage I've caused. That's the one, I think, between the two. The next one is, I'm upset with myself over how I handled our disagreement. I cringe when I recall how I acted. Or, I know what I've been doing isn't helpful. What would you like to see me change that would make this better for you? Probably that one. Yeah. I know what I've been doing is not helpful. What would you like to see me change that would make this better for you? Yeah, I think that's definitely the one I'd rather hear. Between the two, yeah, for sure. The next one is, I know what I did was wrong, or I'm so sorry. I feel terrible that I let you down. Probably the second one. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible that I let you down. I think that one's the one. Okay, the next one is, what changes could I put into place that you might begin to trust me going forward? Or, I hope this won't permanently damage our working relationship. Will you please accept my apology? Probably the first one. What changes could I put into place that you might begin to trust me going forward? I think that one's the better one of the two. The next one is between, I can see my actions caused you pain. I feel terrible about what I did. Or, is there anything I can do to repair the damage that I've created? I don't know, that's a hard one. I think probably the first one. I can see that my actions caused you pain. I feel terrible what I did. Oh. Is there anything I can do to repair the damage I've created? Is there anything I could do to repair the damage that I've created? I don't know, that's a hard one. Probably, is there anything I can do to... Is there anything I can do to repair the damage I've created? I think that one's between the two. I think that one, yeah. These are hard. I thought this would be a lot easier as I was reading them initially, but as I'm going through them, I don't know. They're challenging. It's hard to pick just one. If I had only thought about what I was doing, I would have realized it was wrong. Or, I know that I caused you a significant amount of trouble. I would greatly appreciate it if you'd forgive me. Probably the second one. I know I've caused you a significant amount of trouble. I would greatly appreciate it if you forgive me. That one, yeah, I think between the two, yeah. The next one is, I'm truly grieved and sorry for my actions, plus the way they affected you. Or, if I'm ever again upset with you, I promise to gather my thoughts and approach you directly and respectfully. Probably that one, yeah. If I'm ever upset with you again, I promise to gather my thoughts and approach you directly and respectfully. I think that's between the two for sure. All right, the next one is, I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Or, I simply should not have done that. I don't know. I think probably the first one. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Yeah, I think that's so much better than I simply should not have done that. Yeah. Yeah, I think I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. I think that, yeah, between the two for sure. The next one is, I realize that talk is cheap. I'll work to show you that I'm changing. Or, is there anything I can do to make up for what I did? Probably the first one. I realize that talk is cheap. I'll work to show you that I'm changing. That's the answer between the two, yeah, for sure. The next one is, I'm really embarrassed about my behavior, and I'm so, so sorry. Or, no ifs or buts, I admit it, I was wrong. Probably no ifs or buts, I admit it, I was wrong. Probably between the two. Yeah. Okay, the next one is, I apologize. Will you please forgive me? Or, going forward, I'll manage my time and prioritize my schedule so I won't have the same difficulties. Oh, it's definitely the first one. I apologize. Will you please forgive me? The next one is, I want so badly to avoid this type of error again. Let's talk about what I can do in the future to follow through on my commitments. Or, I don't feel right just saying my bad. I want to make up for what I've done. What do you consider appropriate? Probably that one. I don't feel right just saying my bad. I want to make up for what I've done. What would you consider appropriate? The next one is, I know my actions were totally unacceptable. I own that. Or, it stresses me out to know that you had to stand there and wait on me. I regret the frustration and worry I caused you. I hate this. Some of these, like, answers or some of these apologies are so situational. Like, you can kind of read the situation they're apologizing for, which makes it kind of hard to decide. Because then in my mind, it gets really situational, which I'm trying not to make these situational. I'm trying to make them, like, in a vacuum. I don't know. I'm going to probably say the first one. I don't love the, I regret the frustration and worry I caused you. Sounds so formal, you know? I wish these were written more colloquially, because they're so, like, some of the language they're using. I'm like, I don't think anyone ever talks like that. let's see. I know my actions were totally unacceptable. I own that. I think that's the one that one, like, feels right. Okay, let me go to the next one. I know I've inconvenienced you. What can I do to help balance things out? Or, I'm unhappy with how I've hurt you. I'm enormously disappointed in myself. I don't know. I know I've inconvenienced you. What can I do to help balance things out? I don't love the language, but I like appreciate the sentiment there, you know? So probably that one. I know I've inconvenienced you. What can I do to help balance things out? Yeah. Let's see. The next one is, what can I do to make the situation right for you immediately? Or, it may take some time to rebuild your trust in me. Meanwhile, I'll be working hard on changes to prove that I'm trustworthy. The last one's really sweet. It may take time to rebuild your trust in me. Meanwhile, I'll be working hard to change to prove that I'm trustworthy. That one's really sweet. That's the one between the two. Let's see. I'm so sorry about that. I feel truly awful about having disappointed you. Or, saying I'm sorry doesn't feel like it's enough. What more can I say or do to make this up to you? Probably that one. Saying I'm sorry doesn't feel like it's enough. What more can I say or do to make this up to you? The next one is, I'm confident that everything I've learned from this bad experience will prevent me from doing it again. Or, I know what I did was inappropriate. No two ways about it. It's that one. I know what I did was inappropriate. No two ways about it. Between the two for sure. All right. That's all 25 of them. All right, let me see. So my primary one is making restitutions, followed by accepting responsibility, followed by plan change, and then request forgiveness. And then my last one is expressing regret. I have 4% in expressing regret. So it's basically make restitutions, accept responsibility, plan change, and then request forgiveness in that order. Which, I mean, at least from my point of view, I'm like, isn't that how you apologize to people? You try to make them feel whole again. You take responsibility for the thing you did wrong. You talk about how you can fix it in the future, and then you hope that they forgive you, and then, like, you've shown them all the things for forgiveness. Yeah, I feel like that is expressing regret should be in there too, but for some reason I don't view it very highly. I don't know why. Let's see. Yeah. In our society, so this is what mine is. In our society, many people believe that wrong acts demand justice. The one who commits the crime should pay for their wrongdoing. A maid who speaks this love language feels the same way towards apologies. They believe that in order to be sincere, a person who is apologized should justify their actions. The maid who's been hurt simply wants to hear that their mate still loves them. There are many effective ways to demonstrate sincerity in an apology. Each mate must learn the other's love language in order to complete the act of restitution. Though some mates may feel that all's forgotten with a bouquet of flowers, they may not necessarily work for all mates. Every mate should uncover their partner's main love language, whether it's words of affirmation, quality time, etc., and use their specific love language in order to make restitutions in the most effective way. For mates whose primary apology language is restitutions, no matter how often you say, "I'm sorry," or "I was wrong," your mate will never find the apology sincere. You must show strong effort to make amends. A genuine apology will be accompanied by assurances that you love your mate and have a desire to right the wrongdoings committed. Yeah, that sounds right. That is, I feel like I do the same thing. I feel like but I guess, yeah, you act in the same. Yeah, it's the same with like love languages. The way you receive it is also how you express it. So yeah, I make restitutions is also how I go about apologies as well. Yeah, I really enjoyed taking that. That was a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be a lot more straightforward on the surface. But yeah, that was actually really cool. Thank you for all the people who suggested it to me. I didn't even know this was a thing. Oh, thank you so much to all the people who recommended this quiz. If you have quizzes you want to recommend me to take, feel free to drop them in the idea submission form. I get a bunch now, so I just want to put that out there. If you want to take this quiz alongside me, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo. I would love to see all your scores in the comments down below. Anyway, I've been Knight. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.